Judy?
Yeah, so come on.
Oh, okay.
Brandela
hasn't come on.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Ready to boot.
Yes. Okay, thank you.
We will So, the class this morning is a Psalms class. We're going to be studying Psalm 65, Tehillim 65. You can find the handout on the Unique Astrological Times link. Scroll down to the Tanit Dibur section. And the second link is the Psalms landing page. When that opens up, scroll down to Psalm 65. We will begin with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kud Shabarichu Ishkin Tevit Hilu Urchimu Ut Hilu Ut Hilu Urchimu Le'achta L'shem Yud He Bavate Be'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vaihino Amadunai Elohino Elena Maseya Denu Penane Elena Maseya Denu Penanehu. Psalm 65 contains awe-inspiring and glorious praises to Hashem. as well as entreaties and prayers concerning our sins. It declares it impossible to recount God's greatness, for who can recount his mighty acts? Hence, silence is his praise. And I am adding, we are taught by the sages that when someone embarrasses us in public, it is best to remain silent. In my opinion, this moment of silence is considered the highest form of praise of Hashem. The above kavanah, the above intention, is the traditional intention to use when saying this song. The first word is Lamnatseah, and please refer to the introduction in the Yearning for Redemption PDF file, which we will use for this psalm. In the introduction, starting on page 6, is a description of all of the opening words for all of the psalms. It is a very helpful piece of information. There are 14 verses in Psalm 65. 14 is the gematria of the Hebrew word yad, which is translated as hand. Also, the name David has a gematria of 14. And King David is a chariot for Malchut. Thus, the number 14 connects to Malchut. Other words with a gematria of 14 are translated as the coming, the garment, and my door. There are many other words with a gematria of 14 as well. Psalm 65 is said on the 11th day of the monthly cycle. On this day, there are 73 verses said. And 73 is the gematria of the word chachma, meaning wisdom. It is also the gematria of words that translate as the lives and like a garden. There are many other words as well. Within the section is the link to the Yearning for Redemption PDF by Rabbi Abraham Sutton. When that opens up, scroll to Psalm 65, which is about 60% of the way down the page. Verse 1. Lam natsea mizmor ledavid shir. Lam natsea, dedicated to the master of creation. Mizmor ledavid shir, a song, a cutting chant by David. Or a pruning chant. Verse 2. Lecha dumia techila Elohim betzion Ulcha yeshulam neder. To you, silence is praise, Elohim, whose presence is felt in Zion, and to you alone is a vow paid. That's one of the reasons that it's recommended not to take a vow, because you are bringing the concept of judgment into the action that you will be doing. Verse 3. Shomea tefila edecha ko basar yavo. You who hears prayer, to you alone shall all flesh come. Please note, there isn't one of the common names, I shouldn't say common names when referring to Hashem, but it isn't saying the name Elohim, it's not saying the name Hashem. But so who is it being directed to? Who is the you who hears prayer? Is that an attribute of Hashem? Is it a delegation to an angel? The fourth verse. Divrei Aonot Gavru Meni Tishainu Ata Tehapren. The enormity of our iniquities overwhelms us. Only you can purge away our willful transgressions. It's referring to two different levels of sins. Remember, there are three words of Hebrew for sins, and they all have different understandings, different meanings, different connotations. The translations that Rabbi Sutton is using, iniquities and transgressions, are coming from two of those three. And the third one, which is not in this verse, is the normal word het, the normal word for sin. When I say normal, it's usually what people will recognize. But the idea of the iniquity is a transfer of energy. And the idea of the pesha is a strong connection to the negative system that causes one to make this transgression. He breaks one of the mitzvot. But a het is more easily understood as a sin, as a mistake that can be rectified easily. That's not being used in this verse. Verse 5. Ashrei tivchar utkarev ishkon chatzerecha nisbea betuv betecha kodesh hekalecha. Happy is the one nation whom you have chosen and drawn near to you, to dwell within your courtyards. From there we will draw nearer to be permeated with the goodness of your temple and the awesome holiness of your sanctuary. The last word in Hebrew is being translated as your sanctuary, but it typically is translated as your palaces. And it's an important word if you study deeply into the Kabbalah to understand what is a palace in the context of the spiritual system. A palace is a frame of reference for an individual sephirah to be active within. That's my understanding.
Malka?
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm a little late.
Not a problem. We're studying Psalm 65, and we're coming to the completion of verse 5, so we're going to be going on to verse 6.
Okay, thank you.
No ra'ot b'tzedek ta'aneinu Elohei Shenu Mivtach Kol Katzvei Eretz Huyam V'chokim. You who execute awesome judgments with righteousness, answer us, Hashem. Elohim of our salvation, the stronghold of all, to the ends of the earth and to the farthest extremities of the sea. This is a bit esoteric, so let us look at the gematria to help us understand it in a deeper level. There are 11 words. And I'm going to use this opportunity to reinforce what has not been said. Psalm 65 has a gematria that connects to Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, Adonai, the name of God that's active in Malchut. The number 11 represents the 10 sephirot plus the negative system. The 11 also represents the ketoret, the incense that draws us closer to Hashem. The only place where the chapter number has significance is in the Psalms. Everywhere else, that chapter number comes from the monks in the Middle Ages, sitting in a monastery. We utilize the technique of chapter and verse nomenclature because it's simpler. Especially in our generation, where people are not familiar with where are the spaces in the Torah scroll, which would help us to identify where we are talking from. And that was the traditional way that the Jewish world identified their locations. They had counted the columns, they had counted the spaces, they had counted all aspects of what was in the Torah. And people were familiar enough with that. And that was true of the Tanakh, because each section of the Tanakh has a scroll which has columns and spaces and is created, recreated, following that pattern. But we today use chapter and verse. So if I were to say to you a chapter and verse from the prophet Isaiah, you know where to go. You know what to read. You know what I'm talking about. So But if I were to say to you that it's Isaiah, fourth column, third space, you're totally unfamiliar with it. But when it comes to the Psalms, the chapter and verse that the monks developed follows the scroll, the spaces of the scroll. So with that in mind, what this verse is speaking about esoterically, it's talking about the attribute of Hashem Elohim, judgment. Excuse me. And when it talks about Liyam, the second to the last word, it's talking about the unity of Zeron Pin and Malchut, because the Vav is Zeron Pin, and the Yam, the word Yam meaning sea, is Malchut. The ends of the earth is referring to the line as opposed to the circle, which are terms that are familiar to the students of Kabbalah. The seventh verse. Meikin harin bekocho nezear bigvura. Who, with his power, establishes the mountains, girded with strength. Mountains is a code word referring to high places, to spiritual elevation. The word power, which is koach, is referring to gevurah, to strength. The eighth verse. Mashbiach she'on, yamim she'on, galehem, vachamon le'umim. Who silences the roar of the seas, the roar of their waves, and the tumult of the nations? The word who is really not in this verse. The word who, the translation to who, W-H-O, is the word me. And the me would refer to Bina. So I'm confused by this translation, personally. Looking at the number of words, there are seven words, which is the unity of Zeron Pin and Malchut. There are 32 letters connecting to the level of Chachma. And that would be the better translation. Not me, meaning Bina, but Ma, meaning what, meaning Chachma. These are code words that come from the preface to the Zohar. It comes from the readings of Bereshit as well, where it is further elucidated. The ninth verse. Vayiru Yoshvei Ketzot meo to tefa motzae boker wa erev tarnim. It is so that those who dwell at the extremities of the earth will fear your signs. It is so that they may go forth morning and evening and sing praises to you. Who is this referring to? Who is dwelling at the extremities of the earth? These are the Tali. These are the dragons. These are one of the species of angels that's referred to in the book of Daniel as the Watchers. This is one of many understandings of the word Tali, the dragons, the humanoid, reptilian. There are eight words connecting us to Bina. There are 38 letters representing the Hebrew word Luach. Luach is used today as a calendar. It's essentially a period of time. The 10th pasuk. Pakata haaretz vat shokeha rabata tash. Tash rena peleg Elohim male maim takin deganam ki shem tekinecha. So that you will remember to appoint rains for the earth and saturate it with blessing, so that you will enrich it with a torrent from your heavenly treasure house. O Elohim, overflowing with water, in this way you bring forth grain, in this way you establish it, the earth. You would more consciously think that rather than Elohim, it should have had the name Hashem, because that is a name connected to Chesed, to water. There are 14 words here, and we've just studied the word number 14 and connecting it to Malchut and connecting it to the word Yad, hand, which represents manifestation, which is also Malchut. On all of these connections are there in this verse. Number 10. Verse number 11. Tila meha rawe nahat gedu deha tirvivim timog gena simcha tivarech. You saturate its ridges with gentle rainfall, causing its furrows to settle. You soften it with showers. You bless its red vegetation. Eight words connecting us to Bina.
Hanok.
Yes. Go ahead.
I got connected, got a phone call, and it disconnected my phone. But yesterday I saw that there was a cyclone that was going to hit India this morning. And, of course, I thought cyclone to India would be like a hurricane to us. And several of these verses, I just felt like I should mention it. Things like a psalm that we certainly could pray. You know, who silences the roar of the seas and the roar of their waves and the tumult of the nations, you know, crying out for mercy for India and those nations that would be affected by the cyclone.
For those who don't know, a cyclone is the name in that part of the world for a hurricane.
And it was supposed to be a Category 5. And, I mean, we can all relate because of the many times that we've had similar extreme weathers and some of us still, you know, dealing with the after effects.
And I agree with you, and I appreciate you said it and made the connection to verse 10 that way.
Okay, I'm going to mute again.
Okay. We were in verse 11, and we know there are 8 words connecting us to Bina. There are 37 letters, and 37 is the concealed aspect of Bina, as I've explained before, and will constantly explain. When you take the number 26, the gematria of the 4 letters of Hashem, Yud, Hey, Vav, Hey, you can spell that name, those 4 letters out in different ways. One of the ways it's spelled out totals to 63, which connects to Bina. But if you subtract the 26 from 63, you're left with a remainder of 37, which indicates to us that the number 37 represents the concealed aspect of Hashem acting at the level of Bina, or acting from the level of Bina. The 12th verse. Itar ta shenat tovatecha umagalecha irapun dashen. You crown the year with your goodness, so that all its paths, your paths, drip luxuriant foliage. Six words representing the level of Zeranpin. Twenty-eight letters representing the word koach, power, strength. The 13th verse. Yirafu neot midbar wigil givaot tach tach gorna. They drip upon desert pastures, thereby encompassing the hills on every side with joy. Six words connecting to Zeranpin, to what other people would refer to as heaven. and 28 words again connecting to the word koa, strength and power. The 14th verse. Lav shukarim atzon wa amakim yat hu barit doro an u itro a u af yashiru. Pastures are clothed with flocks. Valleys are wrapped in vegetation. They shout for joy and they sing. Footnote 90. This is a commentary from Rashi, the foremost commentator from the 1100s. Pastures are clothed with flocks which have come to graze on the vegetation that the rains have caused to sprout forth. Another commentator, Mitsudat David, the sheep become clothed in meat and fat from the abundance of vegetation. I will now read this, the psalm in its Hebrew, serially, verse by verse. Lam naseach mizmor l'David shir l'chadumia tehila Elohim B'tzion ulcha yeshulam neder. Shomea tefila adecha ko basar yavo. Divrei avonot gavrumeni b'shainu ata tikabrin. Ashrei tivchar utkare ishkon chatzerecha nisbea betu betecha kedosh heikalecha. No ra'ot b'tzedek ta'aneinu Elohei she'nu mivtach kol katzwei Eretz v'yam rechokim Mekin harim b'kocho Nezar b'gvura Mashviach she'on yamim she'on galehem v'hamon le'umim. Va'iru yoshvei ketzaot me'ototecha motzai boker va'erev tarnim. Bakata haaretz v'atshokecha rabet tashrena peleg Elohim male mayim takin deganam ki ken tekinecha Tilameha Rawenachat Nachet Gedutecha Birvivim Temot Gena Simchat Varech sarta shanat tovatecha umagalecha yirafun dashen yirafu veod midbar wigil givaot techo gorna Lav shukarin atzon wa amakin yatfu bar yitro au af yishiru yashiru. That's the end of our class. Does anyone have any questions? I wish you all a Shabbat Shalom. We will count individually the Omer this evening. We will meet again at our 7 o'clock West Coast time class, Motzi Shabbat, where we will count the Omer. And I remind you that the connection to the new moon of Taurus, the new moon of the month of Iyar, our connection will be Sunday night at 7 p.m. West Coast time. Shabbat Shalom, Shalom Gadol to all. Have a beautiful Shabbat.
Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you.
Shalom Gadol.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you. Bye-bye.